Good morning.
早上好。
I probably shouldn't begin this way, but I can't resist. Because every Sunday we ask people to come down in the front, but it doesn't bother me. I've been tempted to say, well, the next time I preach, I'll have the people in the front move to the back. Because whenever I was in class, I always used to sit in the back. So to me, like the back is where like the really special seats are. But
也许我有点啰嗦哈。那么其实当我讲到的时候，一般我其实我不觉得到前面是最好的，就可能是后面最好，因为通常我喜欢坐在后边。
But I have that base covered in case you move too far away, because I have this microphone. So I could, if you move back there, I will just walk after you. So it doesn't bother me where you sit.
所以呢，因为我身上有这个麦克，我可以走到后面去，所以你们坐在哪里对我来讲都无所谓。
And today I wanted to begin with something a little different because we're back in what churches often call the sanctuary. It's just an auditorium. It's just a room, but it's a special place for us to worship God in this place.
那今天我可能有一点与众不同。其实呢，今天因为是我们第一天回到这里，回到这个大堂，回到这个聚会的地方。其实这没有什么特别的，这就是一个聚会的地方。
And of course, it's been mentioned already. It's Easter Sunday. It's a day that is very special on the Christian year.
那么今天呢，是复活节，是一个对基督徒来讲，在我们的年历当中是一个很特别的一天。
So what I would like us to do is to stand up.
那希望大家能够站起来。
Everybody stand up. And I just think that since we're back in this special place, that this is a day we should remember and be thankful that the Lord has blessed us with this place. And I'd like to offer a prayer to dedicate this space to the worship of God and all that we do here would honor Him. So let's pray together.
那因为今天我们回到这个特别的地方，这是一个献给神的地方，我们应该带着感恩的心来这里面敬拜，所以我愿意用我们的祷告把这个地方来归给神。
Our Heavenly Father,
我们天上的父。
We are so thankful that you've given us a place to worship your name.
我们感谢你给我们一个地方可以来敬拜你的名。
And we praise you for being back in this place this morning.
我们感谢你让我们今天早上回到这里。
And of all Sundays, on Easter Sunday, the day that we particularly celebrate your resurrection from the dead.
在每一个主日，特别在复活节的时候，我们一同来赞美主你自己的复活。
And it is our prayer, Father, that this place be used to your glory.
我们的祷告乃是这个地方能够为你，为着你的荣耀能够被使用。
Every time we come in here, may we think of you and your sacrifice for us and your love for us.
每次我们来到这里的时候，我们都能够感谢因着你的爱，你为我们所摆上的牺牲。
May this be a place dedicated to your service.
愿这个地方能够献给主，让你来使用。
And until you return,
直到你回来,
may this be a place where people will find who you really are.
在这里面，我们能够知道你真正的认识你。
And where we will worship you in spirit and in truth.
我们能够在灵和真实里面来敬拜你。
We praise you for all that you have done for us in the Savior's glorious name. Amen.
奉着主你，为着你在我们当中所做的一切，奉你的荣耀的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.You may be seated.
大家请坐。
Today's title, The Ways and Ways of God.
今天的题目是神的道路。
I hope that makes sense in Chinese because my brother and I were on WeChat all weekend talking about this.
希望大家能够明白这个题目，因为我跟弟兄这个周末在 WeChat 上来来回回搞了好多次。
I never thought I'd be on WeChat.
我从没想到我会使用 WeChat.
And I have to tell you the story, because this is the first Easter Sunday in my life that the first thing I did when I got out of bed was to be on WeChat.
告诉大家一件事，我这一辈子哈，今天早上是第一次早上醒来之后，我做的事情就是上微信。
And it was nobody here. It was.A man all the way around the world in China. That I was talking with.
Oh, 那我跟我聊天的那些人呢，都是在中国。
Yesterday, I had sent a message to one of our former visiting scholars. I said to him, "Happy Easter."
昨天的时候呢，我跟曾经在我们这里的一位访问学者跟他发微信，对他说复活节快乐。
And he's not a believer, but he certainly heard the word, but he didn't know anything about Easter.
他还没有信主，但是他显然听说过这个词，但是他一点都不知道复活节的意义。
And he said to me, "Is that a very good holiday or a sad holiday?"
所以他问我说，这是一个喜乐的节日呢，还是一个悲伤的节日？
So I told him it was the most glorious, wonderful holiday on the entire calendar.
那我告诉他，这是在全年当中最荣耀、最喜乐的一个节日。
And we had many messages back and forth.
我们之间有很多的交往。
And this morning, he was asking me more questions. And so, the first thing I did this morning was to send him another explanation of Easter, along with several verses from the scripture.
那么呢，今天呢，他问了我更多的问题，所以我早上起来呢，就跟他解释，并且呢，跟他发了很多的经文。
And I'd like you to pray for him. His name is Jonathan Wei.
他的名字叫做魏约翰。我愿意为他祷告。
Some of you know him, remember him, but
也许你们当中有些人还记得他。
And there are many others, and I think of so many people, and I think of all of you, because God has given us work to do.
还有很多其他的人，我希望大家知道，神交付我们一些工作。
And as I was thinking about this sermon, I went back to actually 2 years ago when I began thinking about this topic.
那么想到今天的这篇信息，其实在两年之前我就想到了这个题目。
I was sitting up in Caldwell in Panera Bread.
那么我在 Caldwell 那边一家面包店里面坐着的时候
，reading a book，
在读一本书
，by a man named Robert Morgan called Mastering Life。Before it's too late. Mastering life before it's too late.
是 Robert Morgan 写的一本书，就说在要及时的把握我们的生活。
And as I sat there thinking about this, and it was like the Lord was speaking to me. He always speaks to me when I drink coffee.
当我坐在那里面思想的时候，神好像就对我说话。神常常是在我喝咖啡的时候对我讲话。
That's a little exaggeration, but
有一点点夸张，当然。
What I should do at this point, I should show you the next slide, and then we'll see some of this. You'll see on the bottom that to master life is to know God's way and ways.
就好像在这个投影仪上面下半部分所说的。把握人的生命在于认识神的道路。
One of the things that Morgan mentioned in his book was the phrase "pleasantly productive."
那摩根在这本书里面讲到的一件事呢，就是要 pleasantly productive， 要有啊，既能够喜悦的有果效。
God, he said, wants to make us pleasantly productive people in His service.
神呢，在我们服侍他的时候，希望我们能够欢欢喜喜地产生果效。
And as I sat there, all I had to write on was a file folder. And if I were to show you that file folder, you'd see the whole thing all filled up with about six or seven sermons that, as I sat drinking my coffee, I wrote down on the file folder.
那么，在我喝咖啡的时候，我就有一个文件夹，我在上面写了很多，大概有六到七篇的信息。
They all have to do with God's way.And His ways in our life.
都是讲到神他的那一条道路和在我们当中他所带领的道路。
So what we need to realize is, and I should point out that this sermon really is like an introduction to a whole lot of other things.
那么我想要说的呢，其实今天我所讲的这篇道其实是有很多其他道的，不过是一个引言而已。
So I hope that in the time that we have, I can at least introduce this topic to you, and that it will be something that will inspire you in your path to becoming pleasantly productive people in the service of the Lord.
那么我希望今天能够达到一个目的，就是今天呢能够成为一个引言，使大家能够开始思想，能够呢真的能够让我们能够都欢欢喜喜的能够变得更加的有效。
Now I just noticed something that we forgot when we put this room back together.
那么啊，我们回到这个房，回到这一间的时候，有件事情我们忘了做。
The clock.
就是钟忘了放上去。
But I have my watch, so I won't keep you until like 3 p.m.
所以，但是我会掌握时间，不会把大家留啊，一直留大家在这里到3:00。
But if you look in a concordance to the Bible, which lists every single word that's in the Bible.
如果大家看参考书啊，上面有圣经当中的每一个字都列在上面的话。
And you look up a word like way or ways.
如果你去找道路这个词
，You will find that it is used hundreds of times.
你会发现使用了几百处。
And it's actually even in the name of one of the Old Testament books, although you wouldn't recognize it.
那么甚至呢，旧约里面的一卷书就叫这个名字，也许大家不知道。
The Greek word for way is hados.
那么希腊文道路这个词叫做 hados.
And if you look at the second book of the Bible, you don't have to turn there.
如果你看圣经里面的第二卷书
，It's exodus, Exodus.
就是呢，从埃及 hados 从埃及离开。
It means the way out.
就是出来的道路。
So the word way is like a road, a path.
那么道路呢，就是一条路。
And as a metaphor, it's like a way of life.
那么做一个比喻呢，就是我们生命的路。
What path is our life moving on?
那么我们的生命在哪一条路径上？
What way are we going?
我们去走哪一条路？
And the Hebrew word for way is derech.
希伯来书讲到道路这个词叫 derech。
It's the same word, it's just a different language.
是同样的词，不过是在不同语言中的表述。
It's used as road or way, and it can be translated a lot of other ways as well.
就是路、道路、路径可以有很多的翻译。
So we need to narrow things down a little bit.
所以呢，我们需要把定义定啊，我们需要一个啊狭窄一点的定义。
And as I began studying this, I focused on the book of Psalms. And you might want to do this yourself. When you read through the Psalms, you'll notice this word way or ways.
那么当我思想的时候，我的注意力呢就放在了诗篇上面。大家也同样可以把焦聚点放在道路这个词上。
One of the most famous Psalms in all of Hebrew literature is Psalm 1.
那么在希伯来书的诗篇里面最著名的当然是诗篇第一篇。
And it talks about two ways.
它讲到呢两条道路。
The way of the wicked and the way of the righteous.
恶人的路和义人的路。
So the entire book begins with this concept of a way.
所以呢整个诗篇呢就是从道路这一点开始的。
And in perhaps the most famous sermon that Jesus ever gave,the so-called Sermon on the Mount, he also used the idea of a way.
当然在主耶稣最著名的登山宝训上他同样也讲到道路这件事。
In Matthew chapter 7, he talked about the broad way and the narrow way.
他讲到宽的路和窄的路。
So this concept is woven into the entire scripture.
所以呢在整个圣经当中我们都可以看到这个观念。
And so,What I would like to remind you of as we consider this is this phrase that I put on the slide. To master life is to know God's way and ways.
所以当我们来思想这件事的时候希望大家注意我在啊这个我在这个上面所写的把握人的生命在于认识神的道路。
But you may be asking still, why way and why ways?
所以你也许还在想说为什么有单数的路和复数的路。
If you don't walk out of here with anything else, or if there's something you would like to write down,
如果你走的时候只要记下一件事或者你要记得一件事的话
this is the key idea.
那么最关键的就是这一点。
God's way is God as he is.
神的路就是神的所是。
And is knowable through studying and learning his ways.
我们通过学习他各样的道路可以得知他的那一条道路。
We can never fully know all of God. That would just be completely impossible.
我们不可能完全的认识神那是根本不可能的。
Whoever on this earth today or whoever in history is the brightest, most intelligent genius God ever made,That person could never fully know God.
在 整个这个世界上，在人类的历史上，即使神所创造的最天才的人，也不可能完全的认识神。
And the reason for that is simply because we're limited.
原因就是因为我们是有限。
And yet, that does not mean we should give up.
这不意味着我们应该放弃。
Because God is a God who wants us to learn all we possibly can about Him.
因为神是愿意让我们用尽我们可能来认识他的神。
When we become Christians, when we trust the risen Christ,
当我们成为基督徒，当我们信靠主的时候，
we are not just meant to sit here twiddling our thumbs, waiting for Jesus to return.
我们不单单是坐在这里玩弄我们的手指，只等到耶稣基督回来。
He has work for us to do.
他有交代我们要做的工作。
And everyone here, every
Christian, 这里的每一个人，每一个基督徒。
Every one of you has work that only you can do.
我们每一个人都有只有我们自己能够做的工。
You are special.
你是特别的。
And there is a special work that God has for you.
神对你有着特别的，神要你有特别的工作。
And whether you live only today or whether you live for another 100 years,
无论你今天是你的最后一天，还是你还可以活一百年。
God knows that.
神知道那一点。
And he has work that is just for you to do.
神对你有你特别只有你自己要做的工作。
And what it is important for us to study are his individual ways with us.
我们所要认识所要学习的是神在我们身上特别的带领的道路。
We can't know all of God.
我们不可能都认识神。
But we can know some.
但是我们可以知道他的一部分。
And it is the attitude of our heart that really matters.
我们心态非常重要。
Study his ways.
学习他的道路。
And you can study them in scripture.
可以在经文里面学习。
You can study the history of the church.
可以在教会的历史中学习。
You can study just ordinary human history.
可以在人类一般的历史中学习。
And you can look in your own life and the lives of people around you.
就你可以观察你周围的人的生活。
And you can realize
你可以发现
the ways of God.
神的道路。
It's a never-ending pursuit.
这是一个永无止境的追求。
So anytime you're feeling a little bored,
你无聊的时候，
it's time to really focus more on the Lord, who is never boring.
是我们专注在主的身上的时候，他永远让我们兴奋。
And to seek his face.
来寻求他的面。
And to say, Lord, what are the ways that you are working in me?
你要向神寻求说，你在我身上要做，你在我身上的带领的道路是什么？
Now, I suppose by now, some people are wondering about that jar over there.
我后面有一个罐子。
It's Easter.
是复活节。
So、jelly beans.
是一些糖果。
And, I was going to fill the whole jar.
我曾想过把这个罐子装满。
But then I remembered.
然后我想到。
Chinese people don't like too many sweet things.
中国人不喜欢吃太甜的。
And I had visions of myself being stuck with a whole jar of jelly beans.
那我就想到如果我要有太我放了太多的糖果的话我会有问题。
So there's only enough to rattle around in here.
所以这些就足够了。
Now this jar,
这个罐子
represents God.
代表神。
Obviously way too small.
当然这太小。
But you have to use your imagination.
但是你要利用你的想象力。
And you need to imagine that this whole jar
你来想象
is full.
你要想象呢这个罐子已经充满了。
And even if it was a really big jar, it still wouldn't fully represent God.
像当然呢，无论如何，这也没有办法完全的来代表神。
Every illustration,
每一个比喻
is imperfect,
都是不完美的。
But we can use our imagination.
但是我们可以使用我们的想象力。
I was thinking since I knew we were going to be in this refurbished room.
我知道我们会来到这个装修过的房间。
I wonder how many jelly beans could fit in here.
我就想象如果这里面充满了那个糖果。
But I didn't think Brother Kevin or Brother Joe would like it if I said, "Hey, we're going to cut a hole in the roof and fill this with jelly beans."
我当然我想罗丽媛弟兄或者耀宗弟兄当然不会同意说我们在这个房顶上打一个洞然后把糖果 倒进来。
That would be more jelly beans than there are in New Jersey, I think.
那当然，大概比在新泽西所有的糖果都会多。
All right, so if this is God,
就假如说这是神。
What are the beans?
那么这里面的糖果是什么呢？
This represents the jar, God's way.
这是代表神的道路。
The fullness of God.
神的丰富。
The beans are God's ways.
这些糖果就是神的道路。
And we can handle one bean at a time.
我们一次呢可以拿一颗。
Who wants a jelly bean?
谁想要？
You want a jelly bean? Take a jelly bean. I put black ones in here because that's my favorite. You want a jelly bean? David wants a jelly bean. I could tell he's busy working at college. He wants a jelly bean. You want a jelly bean? Larry wants a jelly bean. Oh, a couple. He's taking more than he wants more jelly beans. Want a jelly bean? Who wants a jelly bean? Otherwise, I'm stuck with all these. You want a jelly bean? Sure. See, the people on the aisle get picked on. Who wants a jelly bean? You want a jelly bean? There's a jelly bean. Pass them around. Anybody want a jelly bean? You see, when we know God, we can sample Him. We can get to... See, I knew He'd want a jelly bean. I just knew it. I could tell. Would you like a jelly bean? See? Who wants a jelly bean? Oh, we got another hand up back here. All the jelly beans. There they go. It's good, because I won't be stuck with them all. You want a jelly bean? Of course. This is not so hard to do. See, he says, send the jelly beans. Take a few, see? You have to learn, though, if you grab with your fist, you can't get your fist out. Jelly bean? All right. Hey, over here. He's not into jelly beans. We have to give Isaac a jelly bean, see? I can go almost all the way to the back. All right. What's jelly bean in Chinese? There's no Chinese word for jelly bean? I've stumped the translator.
糖豆。
Let's go to the next slide. And we'll say this a little differently.
那我们换一种说法。
Now I've switched the words here. I've got to learn God's ways is to know God's way.
那我现在换一种说法，就是学习神，神学习神各样的道路，乃是为了认识他的那一条道路。
When we study God, we'll never see Him all at once, but we can see little bits of how He works.
当我们来认识神的时候，我们没有办法完全的认识他，我们只能一点一点的来认识他。
So this is a very important idea, and one that I hope you will think about.
那这是非常重要的一个观念，希望大家能够知道。
Now we must move quickly, so let's turn to Psalm 86.
好，现在我们来一起来看诗篇第八十六篇。
And we'll have our next slide for the first point. There's 5 points today.
那我要讲一点，下面啊就是第一点。
We're waiting for the next slide. There we are. Verse 10b. Now, every year, I choose a verse for the year.
每一年呢，我都为这一年选一节经文。
And back in 2015,
去年，2015年，
I chose the verses 10 through 13 of Psalm 86 as my verse for the year.
我为那一年所选择的经文是诗篇八十六篇的第十节到第十三节。
And every year I choose a different verse, except when 2016 came along, I chose the same verse.
每年我选的经节都不一样，除了去年，去年选的是一样的经节。
And this year I chose it again, same verses.
今年我选的又是同样的经节。
And so let's just read these. I'm going to read these in the English Standard Version.
我们一起来念，我是用英文来念。
And I'm beginning in the middle of verse 10.
从第十节的中间开始。
You alone are God.
唯独你是神。
Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth.
耶和华，求你将你的道指教我，我要照你的真理行。
Unite my heart to fear your name.
求你使我专心敬畏你的名。
For you are great and do wondrous things. Excuse me, I skipped them. I skipped. I give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart.
主我的神啊，我要一心称赞你。
And I will glorify your name forever.
我要荣耀你的名直到永远。
For great is your steadfast love toward me.
因为你向我发的慈爱是大的。
You have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol.
你救了我的灵魂，免入极深的阴间。
Now this little phrase, "You are God alone," the second half of verse 10.
第十节的后半节，唯独你是神。
The earlier part of the psalm, and towards the end, we find that there's a man in trouble.
那么从诗篇一开始到这一节，我们看到一个在困苦愁烦中的人。
If you look at verses 6 and 7,
如果我们看第六节、第七节，
he says, "Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer. Listen to my plea for grace."
那里说，耶和华，求你留心听我的祷告，垂听我恳求的
声音。And then he says,In the day of my trouble,
然后说在我患难之日，我要求告你。
This is a man in trouble, crying out to God.
这是一个有患难的人向神呼求。
And notice the last part of verse 7.
然后注意呢，第七节的后半节。
For you answer me.
因为你应允我。
He is a man who is in trouble, who cries out to God, and he is expecting God to answer.
这是一个在患难中向神呼求的人，他等候神来应允他。
And then we get down to verse 10 and we see that he has made a choice.
然后在第十节我们看到他做了一个选择。
For this writer, and this is David,
这是诗篇的作者大卫。
He says, You alone are God.
唯独你是神。
This is a man who chose God's way.
这是一个选择神道路的人。
Now the problem with us,
and
no doubt with David and many other biblical characters,
如果注意到大卫和圣经当中其他的人物，
our problem is we are easily distracted.
我们的问题是我们很容易分心。
Consider Easter.
想一想复活节。
What are your neighbors doing today?
你的邻舍今天在做什么？
There are Easter egg hunts.
他们在找彩蛋。
Over in New York City, in about 20 minutes or so, on the corner of 5th Avenue and 49th Street,
在 where? 在纽约市在第五大道 5th Avenue and 20, which street?
5th Avenue and 49th Street.
49街那里。
And if you turn on the news tonight, you'll probably see this.
如果晚上你打开电视的话，也许你会看到。
They are having an Easter parade.
他们还有复活节的游行。
And people put on crazy hats.
他们戴上各种各样稀奇古怪的帽子。
Called Easter bonnets.
叫做复活节兔子。
They're outrageous, big, crazy hats.
非常非常大的啊，离奇的很大的帽子。
It used to be only the women, but I'm sure there's plenty of men over there now with goofball hats.
过去戴这样帽子都是女人，我确定现在男人也这样做。
And there was a song.From a movie back in the 1940s called The Easter Parade.
我们在早在1994年开始就有一个电影的插曲叫做复活节游行。
And it's kind of a fun song. It talks about putting on your Easter bonnet with all the crazy things on it and then getting in the Easter parade.
那个歌就是讲到复活节的时候戴上这样的帽子去参加游行。
This is what the world does.
这是世界的所为。
There's Easter rabbits.
这就是复活节。
There's jelly beans.
复活节也有糖豆。
And little marshmallow chicks.
同样呢，也有那种 marshmallow 吃的东西。
You'll see them in the supermarket. They're called peeps.
到超市你也会看到。
And there's Easter eggs and Easter parades and bonnets and all this stuff. Easter baskets, Easter egg hunts.
有复活节的彩蛋，有复活节的兔子，有复活节的篮子，有各式各样的。
But it isn't just Easter; it's everything in life.
不单单是复活节，是我们生活中各样的事情都一样。
Anything that God is doing in this world.
神在这世界所做的。
Satan is making a distraction for us.
撒旦呢都叫我们从那里离开。
And this writer says, "You've delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol."
这个诗篇的作者说，求你救我的灵魂免入极深的阴间。
He realizes that he could be sucked into a whole lot of things.
他发现到他会被各样的事情所牵扯。
And so what the word of God says, and we can look at Haggai chapter 1 verses 1 and 5.
神的话在哈该书。
Haggai chapter 1.
第一章。
I put all these little post-it notes here, but I can't read my writing sometimes. Haggai chapter 1.
Haggai 书第一章。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Consider your ways.
要省察自己的行为。
And then down in verse 7, again.
第七节。
Consider your ways.
再次说要省察自己的行为。
This is what God is speaking to us to do.
这是神对我们所说的话。
He will get our attention. Through all of our circumstances.
在各样的环境里面。
Whether it is a job.
无论是工作。
School.
是学校。
Some rotten neighbor that you don't get along with.
或者我们不喜欢的邻居。
Something that happens in your life with your health.
也许我们身体状况。
Whatever it may be, God has his way of getting our attention.
不管是什么，神都要让我们注意他的道路。
And so we need to consider our ways.
所以我们要省察我们自己的道路。
Think for a minute, what's happening in your life right now?
想想我们生活中现在正发生什么。
Are you looking for God's way?
你在寻求神的道路吗？
Circumstances.
在各样的环境里。
We have much to learn.
我们有许多要学习。
And God always has much to teach us.
神总有许许多多要教导我们的。
The question is, will we consider our ways?
问题是我们怎样省察自己的道路。
Paul says in Philippians 3,
保罗在腓立比书第三章说，
He says, this one thing I do,
他说我只有一件事，
I press on,
就是向前，
forgetting what is behind,
就是忘记背后。
A lot of my education is as a historian.
那我是教历史。
I love to study the past.
我对过去很有兴趣。
But the past can be a trap for us.
但是这个过去呢，对我们来讲可能是一个陷阱。
The past just pulls us out of our present, so we don't have to deal with the mess we face now.
那么历史可以吸引我们，让我们不必面对现实。
We like to control things.
我们喜
to manage things.
我们喜欢控制，我们喜欢来管理事情。
So when we study the past, we can kind of control it. We just read a book and it's just on that topic.
那么所以呢，我们学习历史，我们只学习那一个题目，我们可以来掌管。
And some Christians even have the idea that there's some golden age.
那么有些基督徒也有这种想法，就是呢，曾经有过黄金岁月。
Some glorious time in the past.
在过去荣耀的岁月。
That we can somehow get back to.
我们可以回去。
Some people talk about, oh, let's just go back to when Jesus walked the earth.
有人说，哦，让我们回到耶稣曾经来过的那段时间。
Or the New Testament church.
那新约的教会。
God doesn't work that way.
但神不那样做事。
God says, press on.
神要我们努力向前。
I am coming, not back then, I'm coming in the future.
神说，我来，我在未来的时候来。
And here in the present, I have work for you to do.
那么在现今的时代，我交代你有工作。
And though, so Paul says,
所以保罗说，
I press on.
我努力向前。
I am busy about the Lord's business was what Jesus himself said.
那主耶稣说，我为着神的事情，我如今在世上奔忙。
So the key point that we need to see here.
那么我们要看到的是。
And if we could go back to the slide. The key point is that there's two ways of life.
那要讲的重点是说。
Just back one. There we are.
有两种的。两种道路。
That one. There's two ways of life. We've already mentioned these.
有两条生活的道路。
Psalm 1, the way of the wicked, the way of the righteous.
诗篇第一篇有义人的路和恶人的路。
There is for us God's way or every other way.
或者说是神的路或者呢其他的路。
Now one of the things I always taught college students was how to do footnotes.
那我教大学生的时候，我教他们有一件事情，就是怎样做笔记。
Dare I ask, how many of you know how to do footnotes?
问一下大家有多少人知道
Nobody wants to know. My students will always have trouble with footnotes.
我的学生总是不知道怎样记笔记。
And here's what I used to tell them.
那么我常常这样告诉他们。
There's one way to do a footnote.
那有一种是这样的来做笔记。
Correctly. And then there's every other way.
有一种呢是正确的方式，然后呢就是其他的方式。
And every other way is wrong.
所有其他的方式都是错的。
That's the way God is.
神也是这样。
God has His way.
神有他的道路。
And all of us have our ways.
我们呢有自己的路。
And left to our own choices and our own devices, all of our ways compared to God's ways are wrong.
我们自己的方式，我们自己的道路跟神的方式来比的话，都是错的。
In Matthew chapter 7,
在马太福音第七章
13 and 14, and we could turn there.
第十三节和第十四节。
Matthew 7, 13 and 14.
马太福音第七章十三节十四节。
Jesus mentions the broad way and the narrow way. The broad way and the narrow way. And get it up on the screen.
有窄门，有窄路，有宽路。
He says, for the gate is small.
他说那门是窄的。
The way is narrow.
路是小的。
And then notice this next phrase.
下一节说。
This next phrase says, few are those who find it.
找着的人也少。
God is not in the business of getting a majority to vote for His case.
神不是说要争得大多数人的同意。
Jesus Himself says there's only a few that are really on the right road.
主耶稣说，找着的人少。
And when we know Jesus as our Savior, it is very important that we continue on that road.
那么一旦我们认识了耶稣基督是我们的救主，我们在这条路上跟随他是非常重要的。
So what I would like to stress at this point, and this is
那我所要强调的是
another thing that you might want to write down.
也许是你所要记下的另外一件事。
It sums up this whole idea.
就是把我所讲过的总结起来。
Here it is.
那就是
God's way with us is to have our undivided attention.
那么神在我们身上的道路呢，就是要我们全心全意的来关注他。
You alone are God.
唯独你是神。
David knew this.
大卫知道。
God wants our undivided attention.
神要我们全心全意的关注他。
And He will do in our lives whatever it takes to make sure that we focus on Him.
他在我们生命当中所要做的一切，就是让我们来专注他。
The second thing
第二件事
is God's way, verse 11a, and we'll go to the next slide here.
就是神的道路是讲到第十一节。
Verse 11a, teach me your way, O Lord.
第十一节说
teach me your way, O Lord.
教导你的道路。
When we consider God's way, we have to realize that God is a Trinity.
那我们来思想神的时候，我们知道他是三一神。
Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
父子圣灵。
To know God in His triune majesty is impossible for our little minds.
来认识这位神，认识他的三一的特性，对我们来讲是不可能的。
But the way of God means all of God.
神的道路就是讲到神的一切。
To learn all there is to know of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
来认识神的一切就是认识父子和圣灵。
One of my favorite verses, and another one we should put up on the screen.
我最喜欢的一节经文。
Second Samuel 22 verse 31.
就是撒母耳记下。
This whole chapter is worth your study, but look at verse 31 of Second Samuel 22.
二十二章。
2 Samuel 22, verse 31.
第31节。
This God, or some translations say, as for this God, His way is perfect.
至于神，他的道是完全的。
The word of the Lord proves true.
耶和华的话是奠定的。
He is a shield. For all those who take refuge in him.
凡投靠他的，他便做他们的盾牌。
And the phrase I always remember.
那我说一。
As for God, his way is perfect.
我深深的，我能够记住的那节文经典就是说，至于神，他的道是完全的。
We must study him.
我们要学习。
And how do we do this? We just have to ask.
我们怎么能够学习？我们要向他求问。
Have you asked God to teach you?
你有没有向神求让他来教导你？
I mean, seriously, think about that. Have you prayed, Lord, teach me your way?
想一想，你有没有向神求告说，求啊，神啊，将你的道指教我。
Teach me who you are.
教导我你是谁。
Teach me how you are.
教导我你如何行事。
Teach me everything you can about yourself.
教导我一切关于你自己的事。
This was what the psalmist wanted.
这就是诗篇。
The problem with us,
我们的问题
is that sometimes we're just in the way.
就是我们已经在自己的路上。
And notice the way I've used that word in that phrase.
注意我的用词。
In English, we sometimes say, oh, somebody's, well, they're just in the way. If they would just get out of the way.
那在英文里面我们常常讲就有的人呢就是在这条路上。
You're driving down the road and there's some slow person just weaving all over. They're in the way.
我们在开车的时候你前面有的人开车开得很慢你就说他很挡路。
And I have to back off and say, God help me. Tell me
碰到那种情况下我就。在那种情况下我会跟神求说不要叫我碰不撞到那个人。
Sometimes it's me.
但是有时候那个挡路的人就是我
way,
是我在那里 挡路
God wants to do something and I am stubborn or stupid or lazy
神有的时候要做事但是呢我却很固执我很愚笨
and God is there just pushing so you gotta move
但是神就要把我推开
Now I was going to tell this story at the end but it kind of fits here
我本来在最后要讲这个故事但是在这里面在现在讲 很适合。
You don't have to turn to this because it's too long to read now. But in 1 Kings 19,
在列王记上第十九章那里
the story of Elijah after the big thing on Mount Carmel with all the prophets of Baal.
讲到呢先知以利亚在他大大的在那山上得胜之后
And in 1 Kings 19,
列王记上第十九章
God says to Elijah,
神对以利亚说
After Elijah runs away,
以利亚逃跑时候
and if you study where he ran, he went from all the way up in the north, all the way to the farthest south where he could in Israel.
你就会 读那个故事的你会发现他从以色列的最北端一直跑到最南端。
He went to Beersheba.
他跑到别示巴。
And then he went another day out into the desert.
然后呢他又跑了一天进入旷野。
And God came to him and he said,
神找到他对他说
What are you doing here, Elijah?
说以利亚你在这里做什么
And then you know what happened. Elijah says, I've been very spiritual.
大家知道那以利亚说呢我非常的属灵。
I have been zealous for your work.
我为你热心。
And now I'm out here.Waiting to die, because I'm the only one left. I don't know. Help him. Elijah says, I'm waiting to die, because I'm the only one left.
那以利亚呢？那时候在那里等死，他觉得神啊，他只有一个人，只有他一个人为神热心。
And then God sends wind and an earthquake.And fire.
然后呢神使地大大的震动并且有火。
And he wasn't in any of those.
而且在神在微小的声音中用微小的声音。
It was a demonstration of God's power.
那就显明了神的大能。
And then in the King James, there's that famous phrase.
然后在 King James Version 中就有我们非常熟悉的那段话。
It says, God spoke in a still, small voice.
神用微小的声音对他说话。
What this really was silence.
那么其实呢乃是讲到说神的沉默。
The ESV says he spoke in a low whisper.
讲到另外一个版本说神用微小的声音。
But what did God say?
但神说了什么呢？
He says Elijah.
他说以利亚。
He asked the same question. Why are you here?
他问他同一个问题，你为什么在这儿？
And Elijah has the same answer.
那他也有，以利亚也是同样的回答。
I've been very spiritual.
说我曾经。
I've been doing your work.
他说我曾经为你的工作大大热心。
But you see,God did not want Elijah there. He wanted Elijah there.
但是呢，神并不是要以利亚在这里，他是要以利亚去那里。
And that's the way we are.
我们就是这样。
We say, "Oh God, I teach Sunday school."
我们对神说，神啊，我教主日学。
I go to church every time the doors are open.
每当教会门开的时候，我都在那儿。
I pray.
我祷告。
I do all these good things.
我做一切的善事。
I'm very spiritual.
我非常的属灵。
I go to every conference I can possibly go to.
我能够参加一切能够参加的特会。
And even some that nobody knows about.
甚至有些人不知道的特会。
I'm very spiritual.
我非常的属灵。
And God says, "Well, that's nice, but what about over there where I really want you?"
神说很好，但是你为什么不去我叫你去的地方？
God is telling us, consider your ways.
神要我们来思想我们的道路。
Now, if we could go back to the slide of God's way, the key point here is that God's way requires a choice.
那这里的重点是，神的道路是需要我们选择。
It may be fine that we do all these spiritual things. There's probably nothing wrong with all of those.
我们做这一切属灵的事都很好。
But if God wants us over there and we're over here, do you see the problem?
但是如果神要我们去那里，我们却在这里的话，我们就有问题。
So the key point is this.
所以重点是
God's way with us requires us to be teachable.
那么要走神的道路，就需要我们是一个受教的人。
We need to be checking what we're doing and saying, God, is this what you want me to be doing? Or do you want me over there?
所以呢，我们需要从神那里知道，神你要我走这条路呢，还是那一条路？
And this is not always an easy thing to figure out.
这对我们来讲常常是不容易的。
But the question is our heart. Do we want God's ways or not?
问题是我们的心如何？我们是要神的道路吗？
In Psalm 103:7,
在诗篇103:7,
it's about Moses, Psalm 103:7.
诗篇103篇第七节。
And what we find out in Psalm 103:7 is that there's what was the difference between Moses and everybody else.
那里面我们所看到的就是这是摩西的诗，这是摩西和其他以色列人的不同。
God made known his ways. Notice the word, his ways to Moses.
神使摩西知道他的法则。
But the second part is not quite so positive, even though it might sound that way.
那第二部分呢，对，并不是，也许看上去呢是很积极的，其实并不是很积极的。
He made known his ways to Moses, but to the people, his acts.
对摩西来讲，他知道神的道路，但是对以色列人讲，只是知道他的作为。
Moses knew the ways of God.
摩西知道神的道路。
All of the people only saw what God did.
其他的人只看到神的作为。
They were dull.
他们很愚笨。
They were left behind in the wilderness.
他们在旷野里面被撇弃。
And it was Moses who, in effect, walked with God.
那是摩西，他知道神。
So the question is, if God wants to move us along, are we teachable? Will we move?
问题是，如果神要带领我们，我们能不能够受教？我们能够受他的带领
？And as I was thinking about this,
当我想这点的时候
，another verse, Isaiah chapter 40,
想到另外一节经文，在以赛亚书第四十章第三节。
Isaiah 40 verse 3. We think of this perhaps around Christmas time.
以赛亚书四十章第三节，我们常常圣诞节的时候思想这节经文。
A voice cries in the wilderness, "Prepare the way."Of the Lord.
有人声喊着说，在旷野预备耶和华的路。
Make straight in the desert a highway for our God.
在沙漠地修平我们神的道。
Handel made these famous as part of his great oratorio, The Messiah.
那亨达的车呢，他们有一个非常著名的广告。
But here is the question.
那问题是
Consider this.
让我们思想，醒察。
In the desert.
在沙漠。
In the wilderness of my life.
在我生命的旷野中。
Will I make a way for God?
我能不能为神预备道路？
You're out there.
你在那里。
I'm out there.
我们也在那里。
And it's dry.
然后很
And not much is going on.
很枯燥。
And God's word to us is, make a way for me.
神对我们的话说，为我预备道路。
Will we listen?
我们听到了。
Will we learn His ways and how He is working in our lives?
我们有没有听到他的声音？他在我们生命中如何预备道路？
Or are we like Elijah, this famous believer, who ran away?
还是我们像以利亚这个大有名的先知，他是像他那样逃跑？
God has work for us to do.
神要我们做工。
God's way with us.
神有我们为我们预备道路。
Teachable.
但是我们要能够受教。
Now, if we could go to the next slide, God's walk, and I'm going to go over these next three slides very quickly because we're nearly done. A clock over there. See the clock?
Okay. 讲到
God's walk.
讲到神之行。
If we are teachable, we are willing to walk with God.
如果我们是受教的，我们愿意与神同行。
The verse in consideration here is the middle of verse 11, that I may walk in your truth.
那么就讲到在诗篇第八十六篇十一节的中间说。
God wants to teach us because He wants us to walk. He doesn't want us standing still.
神要教导我们，就是要让我们能够跟他一同行走，而不是让我们站立不动。
When David was ready to pass the baton to his son Solomon, he told Solomon, "Keep the charge of the Lord your God, walking in His ways." Keep the charge of the Lord your God.Walking in His ways.
大卫教导他的儿子所罗门说：“你要跟随你的神，行走他的道路。”
You can find that verse in 1 Kings 2, verse 3. You don't have to turn there.
是在列王记上第二章第三节。
But here's the problem.
那我们的问题是
，Walking involves also waiting.
问题是行走当中也包括等待。
None of us likes to wait.
我们没有人喜欢等。
On Easter Sunday, people go out to dinner.
那么在复活节的时候，大家出去吃晚饭。
The restaurants are crowded, and they have to wait to find a parking space.
那餐馆呢，非常的拥挤，大家要等车位。
And then they wait online to get in, even if they have a reservation.
甚至呢，你即使定位了，你也要排队。
And then they wait to be seated.
然后呢，你要等着坐下。
And they wait for the menu.
然后等着菜单。
And they wait for their order to be taken.
然后呢，等着你可以预定。
And they wait to be served.
然后你等着人家来上菜。
And after they eat, maybe not Chinese people, but me.
吃完之后
I wait for dessert.
然后呢，你等着甜点。
And coffee.
咖啡。
And coffee and dessert need to arrive at the same time.
咖啡和你的甜点要同时上。
And then, after we're done with that,
然后吃完之后，这些都过去之后
，We wait for the check.
我们在等账单。
We do a lot of waiting.
我们要许多事情要等。
And the funny thing about all of this
有趣的是呢
，The guy who is responsible for all this waiting is called the waiter.
那有趣的是呢，这个我们等的那个人呢，他的名字叫做
Words are funny.
Waiter.
Walking with God involves waiting on Him.
那么与神同行，其中包括呢等候神。
Psalm 27 verse 14.
诗篇二十七篇第十四节。
Psalm 27 verse 14. I'll quote it in the King James because I like the King James.
诗篇二十七篇第十四节。
At least for this verse. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
要等候耶和华，当壮胆，坚固你的心。我再说，要等候耶和华。
And so the key point is this.
所以关键是
God's way with us is to remind us that walking with God involves waiting on God.
神带领我们的道路是他提醒我们与神同行，包括要等候神。
Walking with God involves waiting on God.
包括等候神。
And then to our next slide, God's heart.
下一页，神的心。
The rest of verse 11 and verse 12.
十一节的后半部和第十二节。
This was part of the psalm I didn't really understand at first.
这一部分我一开始并不太明白。
Unite my heart to fear your name. I give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify your name forever.
求你使我专心敬畏你的名，主我的神啊，我要一心称赞你，我要荣耀你的名直到永远。
Key point.
重点。
God's way with us.Requires an undivided whole heart for Him.
神带领我们的道路需要我们来全心全意向着祂。
One of God's ways is that we have a united, undivided heart for Him.
神带领我们的一条道路是要让我们同心合意，没有任何分心的向着祂。
In another place in Psalms, it says.
诗篇的另一处说
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be what? Acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
诗篇另一篇说愿我嘴上的言语和我心中的意念都在你眼中为喜悦主啊你是我的力量和救赎主。
When Paul writes aboutOur relationships as brothers and sisters in the church.
当保罗讲到我们教会当中弟兄姐妹彼此之间的关系的时候
he talks about singing to each other with psalms and spiritual
songs. 他说我们要用灵歌彼此对唱。
And this is Ephesians 5:19.
以弗所书
五章第十节。Making melody in the heart, in my heart, to the Lord.
让我们向着神心里面发出
Is there a melody in our hearts towards each other?
让从我们内心彼此之间能够发出喜悦的乐章。
It's easy for us to get out of sorts and to just feel badly about some other person and so we just avoid them.
那么我们之间呢很容易彼此不喜悦以至于我们互相使我们都彼此互相的使我们彼此互相的避免。
But that is not God's way.
但这不是神的道理。
The psalmist here writes about wholeheartedness.
诗篇第二篇讲到我们要全心全意。
And God's whole heart for us.
神对我们整个的心。
Is that He is for us.
是他是为着我们。
And let's look at the next slide, the fifth point, God's love.
第下一页讲到神之爱。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
Great is your steadfast love. Great is your steadfast love. Notice the next word.
你向我所发的慈爱是大的。
Toward me.
向我。
It's direction. God is toward us.
讲到神向着我们。
We mess it up and we feel like, oh, God is mad at me.
我们搞砸了我们以为神向我们神不喜悦我们
steadfast love it's like the light is always on
但是神向我们不改变的爱就像光永远不会改变一样
now this beautiful window behind me
我们后面这个漂亮的窗户
the best time to see that is in the morning because that's east and now that the screen is gone we can see the beautiful window and the Son of God shining through
现在我们这个屏幕拿掉了我们可以看到后面这个窗户最好的时候是早晨当光照进来的时候
as the sun moves around and it sets the window is not on
那么当太阳转移的时候我们可以说这个窗户现在没有好像没有打开一样
but God's light to us never goes off
但是神向着我们的光永远不会关闭
we may feel like it goes off
我们可能有这样的感觉
but God's steadfast love that's what steadfast means it's always on
但是神向着我们不改变的爱是永远不会关闭
and so he wants us individually to have a united heart to serve him.
所以呢，他让我们每个个人都有一个能够全心全意的来服侍他。
Not being pulled over there or over there when he wants us over there.
但是当所以呢，他当他希望我们在那边的时候，我们不会被牵扯到其他的地方。
And as a church,
作为一个教会。
Jesus, remember, in John 17, prayed for the unity of his body.
在约翰福音第十七章，耶稣为他的教会的合一祷告。
And all of this is in an attitude of thanksgiving.
所以我们这些呢，我们都要有感恩的心。
God's heart is a thankful heart.
神的心是感恩的心。
No matter where we are,
不论我们在哪里。
No matter the mess we're in,
不管我们怎样。
God says, be thankful.
神都跟我们说要感恩。
And so the key point is this. God's way with us requires an undivided whole heart for Him.
神带领我们的道路需要我们能够全心全意地向着他。
And then God's way with us is always loving.
神向着我们的道路也包括着永远爱我们。
Even if we don't feel it.
即使我们没有感觉到。
Never run your life on your feelings.
不要按照你的感觉来过你的生活。
You can wake up and you feel very unspiritual.
你可以早上醒来觉得非常不属灵。
You feel like you lost your salvation.
你可能觉得你甚至失去了救恩。
But Jesus is never going to let you slip through his fingers.
但是耶稣基督永远不会叫你失落。
He has work for you to do.
他在你身上有托付的工作。
And in the next few minutes, I'd like you to focus on one of the most famous parables that Jesus ever told.
那下来几分钟呢，我们大家来看耶稣讲的非常重要、非常著名的一个比喻。
In Luke chapter 15.
在路加福音第十五章。
Chapter 15 of Luke.
路加福音第十五章。
Is parables, or actually a one parable about three things that are lost.
是一个一分为三的比喻。
Sometimes we think it's three parables, but it's only one.
有时候我们觉得是三个比喻，其实只是一个。
Read it carefully when you go home.
回家以后仔细的读。
It's about a lost sheep.
讲到迷失的羊。
A lost coin.
迷失的钱币。
And a lost son.
和失去的儿子。
And there are many things that we can consider here.
这里面我可以讲到很多。
You need to take all of this together and ask what is Jesus trying to teach us?
但是我们需要的是把它们放在一起来问说耶稣基督要教导我们什么。
What is his way?
他的道路是什么。
When things are lost, people celebrate when they're found.
那么当人找到失去的东西的时候会庆祝。
They rejoice.
喜乐。
The person who lost the sheep, finds that there's great celebration.
那么失去羊的那个人最后是最后有极大的喜乐。
And Jesus likens this to a sinner who repents.
耶稣讲到罪人悔改。
And a woman who loses a coin, she finds the coin, calls all her friends, and they celebrate.
失去银钱的妇人，她找到失去的银钱之后，她找她的邻居来一起来欢喜快乐。
But then there are two sons.
然后有两个儿子。
And the father.
和父亲。
And you know the story.
大家知道这个故事。
The one who wandered off.
有一个离家出走。
And then comes crawling back to the father.
然后回到父亲那里。
But the father was a very unusual man.
这是一个，但是他的父亲是一个不同寻常的人。
The father represents God.
这个父亲就代表神。
And he was waiting.
他在等候。
Every day he was looking for that lost son to come home.
每天他在等候那个浪子失去的浪子回家。
And he did a very ungentlemanly thing given his status in life.
那么当他儿子回来的时候，他做了他所做的事情是非常是不是一个尊贵的人所做的。
One day he sees that young man coming down the road.
有一天他看到的儿子从那条路回来了。
But instead of waiting for him,
他没有等。
He ran to meet him on the road.
他跑过去在路上与他儿子相遇。
Which meant he had to pick up his robes and expose his bony knees and go running to meet this boy.
这表明呢
coming down the road.
他要拉起他的袍子露出他赤脚跑到路上来遇见他的儿子。
And so there was a big party.
然后就有一个大的宴席。
Because he said he was dead. And he is alive. He was lost. and is found.
因为他说呢，我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的。
But then there's the older son.
然后有大儿子。
He's easy to forget about.
我们很容易忘记忽略他。
The interesting part of this parable.
其实这个比喻里面有趣的地方在这里。
The older son says, "I've done all this stuff."
大儿子说，我做了一切的工。
If he was maybe like Elijah saying, "I've been very spiritual."
也许像以利亚那样说。
Isn't that us sometimes?
我们有时候是不是这样？
We come to God, and God is kind of tapping us on the shoulder. And what do we say? Well, I've been very spiritual.
我们有时候是不是这样到神那里跟神说我很属灵？
I'm always in church.
我一直来教会。
I always sit in the front row.
我永远坐在最前排。
I want to be under the preaching.
我就要坐在讲员面前。
When the church doors are open, I'm always there.
当教会的门开的时候，我都在那里。
I'm very spiritual.
我非常的属灵。
I go to all the conferences.
我参加所有的特会。
I get all the CDs.
我听所有的讲道。
I have them playing in my car 24 hours a day, even when I'm not driving.
我一天24小时都在听道，在车里面不开车的时候，不开车的时候。
Jesus says to us, "What are you doing there?"
耶稣却对我们说，你在那里做什么？
Do you really love me?
你爱我吗？
Do you really love me?
你真的爱我吗？
And to this son who was always at home.
就像这个儿子他一直在家
always with the father.
一直跟父亲在一起
The parable ends with no resolution.
这个比喻最后也 没有结局而结束
It was a long time reading that parable before I realized that.
No, 我很久很久才发现这一点
The son that wandered off, well, he's kind of the easy one to figure out.
那么失去那个儿子我们很容易读懂
But the older brother.
但是那个哥哥
What happened to him?
他发生了什么事
We don't know.
我们不知道
Jesus left us hanging.
耶稣没有讲完
Things that are lost are supposed to be found.
失去的东西是应该找回来的
There's supposed to be a party.
应该有一个宴会
There's supposed to be joy.
应该喜乐
But at the end of this, we don't know what happened with the older brother.
但是到这个故事结束，我们都不知道这个大儿子最后如何。
And the way I read that, especially on an Easter Sunday, is for me, do I really love Jesus?
那么，我读到这里的时候，特别是在复活节的时候，我对自己乃是问我自己说，我真的爱主吗？
The prophet Haggai says, "Consider your ways."
哈该先知哈该说要省察自己的道路。希伯来书的作者说
，The writer of Hebrews says, "Consider him."
希伯来书的作者说要思想他
，meaning consider Jesus.
要思想耶稣基督。
And then he says,
然后他说
，Let us draw near.
让我们来亲近他。
And so that's what I want to leave you with.
那么希望大家能够留下这个印象。
Are we near to God?
我们有没有来亲近神
Are we teachable?
我们是否有受教的心
Are we willing?
我们是否愿意
For God to accomplish His way in us?
让神在我们当中来成就他的道路
So every one of us here,
我们这里的每一个人
even if we're right where God wants us to be, we can get closer.
即使我们今天的属灵状况很好，但是神要我们更亲近他。
And I think if there's just one thing I would want to do with my life.
那在我的生命当中有一件事我要做的。
However it may be done.
愿。
However it may be done.
啊，无论如何。
Would be to help one person take one step closer to God.
愿意帮助一个人离神更近一步。
Nothing fancy.
没有高言大志。
But if I am to do that, if you are to do that,
如果我做这件事，你也做。
We must first take that step closer.
我们首先自己要离神更加的亲近。
None of us can know His way fully.
没有一个人能够完全知道他的道路。
But we have a God who wants to teach us His ways.
但是神要来教导我们他的道路。
We can all put our hand in that jar and take out a jelly bean.
我们每个人都可以把手放到那个瓶子里，拿出一颗糖豆。
And there's a never-ending supply.
神永远供应我们。
We serve a God.
我们服侍的神。
Who wants to be known?
是一位愿意我们认识他的神。
So for us, it's a choice.
对我们来讲就是选择。
Always remember this. The Father is waiting.
我们要永远记得父一直在等候。
He's waiting for us to come to him.
他等候我们到他面前。
So let's pray as we think of these thoughts as we go throughout this, the rest of this Easter Sunday.
那么让我们一起祷告，当我们今天在剩下的时间来思想这些话的时候。
Heavenly God, we praise your name.
我们赞美你的名。
And we thank you that you are a waiting Father.
我们感谢你，你是一个等候的父。
That you have steadfast love that never goes out.
你向我们的爱永远不会穷尽。
You are the God who, as Jude said, the God who is able to keep us from falling.
你是那位圣经里面告诉我们说让我们不跌倒的神。
And to present us faultless before your presence with exceeding joy.
主啊，在我们面前，主您把自己丰富的向我们显现。
You are the only wise God.
你是唯一的光。
And we give you all the praise,
我们将一切的赞美
归给你 all the power,
一切的能力
all the glory,
一切的荣耀
forever and ever,
从永远到永远
Amen.
Amen.